Okay, so the next question here for Dr. Chetna Kripalu is regarding some of the meditation techniques. In the meditation techniques, there are times when you are asking the participants to hold the breath. After taking a full breath in, kind of hold the breath and then release it slowly and then hold again. Could you explain why that technique is done that way? What's the benefit of that, of slowing the breath down, of holding the breath? What is your perspective on that, and what is the reason for doing that?
I have practiced this technique a few times, and I have started doing that a little bit more. The whole idea is, of course, it's harder to do that for a long time in the beginning because your body is not conditioned and your mind isn't. But as you progress in meditation and as you do it, in the beginning you may not be able to experience this, but as you're able to do long breaths, you start with 4 when you inhale, but if you go up to, like, let's say 10, 20 and things like that and do the same amount of holding, there is this extreme, or there is this beyond silence. I mean, I call it beyond silence. There is silence and beyond silence. So that silence is almost like, it's hard to describe it, but it is so healing and so beautiful, an amazing experience that it's almost surreal. And I think that is what you're trying to get at. And that could be different for different people. It's a different experience. Mm-hmm. People could actually, honestly, even experience, their energies differently when in that calmness, because your mind is so still, and that's the only when you can do it for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And you could really feel, you can start seeing lights, you can feel a glow, you can experience, because that is going so much deeper inwards, mm-hmm. that it is going to help you realize, again, remember, this whole journey is trying to figure out, find more of you, and what are you, and who are you in eventually. So it's hard to explain that. It's only the journey which will explain what it means and how much what your experience is like.
So what you're saying is that the slowing down of the breath has an effect of really bringing about more stability of the mind.
Absolutely.
Right? So what is the difference between a mind that is stable through doing this kind of breath work versus a mind that is fluctuating quite a bit in the context of breath? Because, breathing is an automatic activity plus voluntary activity. So I think you see what I'm asking mm-hmm. you, right? There's the instability versus stability, and then you've got the breath meditations that are needed for the stability. So the difference between an unstable or fluctuating mind versus a stable or integrated mind. So could you elaborate a little bit on that? Because, it would be good for people to know, where we're headed with this. You mentioned about the deeper silence. So maybe you can talk about that also some more.
Yeah, so stability versus instability is important. And that's what we're trying to get at by meditation itself.
It's stability.
Exactly. So what does stability mean? We're not just talking only about breath. It's, again, the energy is integrated, the breath and the mind together, completely in alignment. So what does that do to you? How does it feel? It actually transpires at a deeper level in your whole physical or physiological experience also over time. And so what you notice is in a day or even maybe days is how you really react or how do you interact with people. It has a, it makes a difference in your relationships with people.
Yeah.
It is your spouse and the same, because you have changed and your alignment, you are in alignment or attunement with yourself, that really brings about a change in how you start viewing even other people. So it's not like people have changed. How does it affect relationships? It's because you have gone up in your frequency, your vibration, where you are accepting, again, people the way they are, and you are trying to look at the people at a deeper state, at a soul level, or as a you know, the real beings they are, and not really looking at their personalities and picking on what they did good or bad. I mean, essentially bad more than good. And you are not reacting to those. You're really right. Paying attention and listening and seeing where they're coming from, because you're calm, you can actually do that with the other person. So you can bring about a change in the other person also, but just becoming calmer and more stable yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Chet.